Hello, everyone. I apologize if my voice is sounding a little I do feel under the weather. I'm sick. I've taken 2 days off now from work because of how I'm feeling. So naturally, record a podcast, right? I am so sorry that I've been gone for so long. It's been almost 4 or 5 months now, and a lot has obviously happened. I want to talk about it. I am going to be drinking some water. Probably might have some coughs during this, so I'm apologizing in advance. Most importantly, I moved back to Philadelphia. What? Yeah, so I've been here over 4 months now. It's an adjustment, definitely living with a boyfriend. It's great. I love it. Nate is amazing. Nate is honestly like probably the best human you could live with. Besides an occasional snore and, disagreement on what you want to watch on TV. But we have two TVs, so that's a come up. Our apartment is amazing. I have my own little issues, but nothing is ever going to be exactly how you want it once you are living with someone. And I think that is something that I'm slowly starting to realize. Most importantly, I love him and we have a lot of fun, and Nugget loves it here. She's having a blast. And the days when Nate does work from home, she's so excited because, she can hang out with her daddy. So that's been going really well. It's starting to get really cold here. So it's December 1st today, and it is starting to get cold. And I have not experienced that for a while. And it's not fun, guys. That sad seasonal affective disorder, depression is really hitting. And things are not so great at all times, which actually leads me to, talking a little bit more about mental health. Mental health, I feel like, has always been a thing in my life, even if I have recognized it or if I haven't. It's great that, it's being talked about more often now, so it is a little bit easier to kind of recognize it in yourself and be able to kind of work through it. I haven't formally done anything about it yet, but I am thinking about it. I don't know. It really just depends on how, excuse me, how dealing with it on my own is gonna keep going. But yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's tough when the sun sets at 4:30. Like, who wants that? Nobody. That's not fun. It's also difficult to get back into a routine after moving. I hate moving. They say that moving, death, and a divorce are like the three most stressful things in a person's life. And honestly, yeah. I obviously haven't been through a divorce. I've been through some deaths, but not of anyone like super, super close to me. So I can't really speak on that. But moving, oh my God, I've moved a million bajillion times. I move at least, I am so sorry for the coughing. I move at least once every year for the past 8 years. 9 years, maybe even. Like, it's insane. And it's stressful. It's annoying. You can't really feel like you're at home anywhere. A year might feel like a long time, but a year is not a long time when it comes to, staying in a routine. Sometimes you need a year to get into a routine, and then by the time that I'm in it, boom, pack up, leaving again. So I've been trying to get into that, and I actually think I'm gonna try to do some different things. I mean, of course, like the gym, I always want to have that in my routine, and it hasn't been that easy lately, and of course, that reflects on mental health and physical health, and it's tough, guys. And I know I'm not the only one. I know it's tough for a lot of people, especially as it turns into the winter months, and with everything that's been going on with the pandemic and new variants and blah, 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 blah. All that stuff is, makes things more difficult. am going to try something new. It's just experimental for now. I'm gonna try to be a part-time vegan. I know that sounds so weird and it sounds so like fad and trend and whatever you want to call it, but I think this will be good on several levels. So I would like to maintain a vegan lifestyle Monday through Thursday, which I know already sounds ridiculous. But think about it. There are people out there that only do like meatless Mondays. Like if you just kind of cut out the animal and animal byproducts from your life a few days a week, that can already be helpful. So I think going full vegan is a bit drastic for me. And I think it is a little bit, it's very restrictive to just jump into that full on. So I think Monday through Thursday is a good 4 days a week that I can be vegan, no animal byproducts, no animal products, nothing like that. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I could eat, just a normal diet, whatever it is that I so choose to do. And I think that'll be good because I think I already kind of try to, eat a little bit healthier on Monday through Thursday. So if I really put these restrictions into place for myself, then I can stick to it a little bit better because, right now I don't have any restrictions. So it's like, oh, I want to eat a lot of cheese on Tuesday. Okay, that's fine. And then I suffer the consequences. So it'll be good for like, the whole industry of selling animal meats and byproducts, as well as I think it'll be good for my health and my weight also. I always feel so much better when I only eat like veggies and mushrooms and fruits and stuff like that. So I think this will go well. And then, of course, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, those are days when you go out. Those are days when you might have dinners with families and stuff like that. And then on those days, I can eat whatever I so choose to do. To eat, that is. Sorry. I am so sorry if some of the words that I'm using are like incorrect grammatically. I am kind of feeling all over the place. I took a bunch of DayQuil. The only reason I slept through last night was NyQuil. So it's been a journey. The only reason I honestly went into work on Monday was so that I could get COVID tested. And I don't think going in was the best idea because I felt so much worse when I got home that night. Okay, more things on the horizon. Might be changing my job. We won't talk more about that because whatevs, but it might be happening. Also, might be moving to New York, either Manhattan or Brooklyn next year. That's something that Nate and I have talked about. It depends on a lot of moving parts still, but that would be so exciting. I lived in New York my freshman year of college and loved it. And also, I've just my entire high school experience have been obsessed with New York and would doodle I Heart NY all over my notes in school. So that would be very exciting for us. I know Nate also really loves New York. I don't know if he loves it just as much as I do and as much as I have in the past, but I know he really, really, really likes it. Okay. Also, other things on the horizon. Nate is thinking about starting a podcast. That's pretty much all I'll say for now. It's very different from what I'm doing, of course. I mean, I don't think I would want him to do anything similar to what I do with the podcast. So, I mean, that would just be weird. What I do is, I don't want to get all gender norms, but I feel like mine is like very la-di-da. I think that's just not his vibe at all. He's definitely a little bit more focused. So his does have a focus. I mean, he hasn't done it yet. He hasn't recorded anything yet. But he does want to start one, so I think that would be exciting. I think getting him on this one first would be the right order of things. I've literally prepared an entire list of questions that I have to ask him for this podcast in like my notes app. And I have even sent a screenshot of it to him so that he could whatever prepare for it. And it hasn't happened. I don't know. We just always decide to like either eat something or put something on TV or go out, grab a drink or whatever, go on a walk with the dog. And so it kind of never happens where we're just sitting idly doing nothing and I can just say, "Oh, let's record an episode." But hopefully keep your ears and eyes open for that one. Going back a little bit to the changing jobs, if I were to change jobs, I would take like a week or a week and a half off in between. And we're thinking of going somewhere warm, either somewhere with a beach, like Miami. Unfortunately, can't go international because Nate's passport expired, so that's a doozy. Or Sedona, Arizona. That would be a little cooler and not as beachy vibes or tropical or anything like that, but I still think it would be a really, really cool trip. I've always wanted to go to Sedona, so I'll keep you guys posted. Okay, lastly, we're gonna keep this one a short one because I don't want to subject anybody to having to listen to my voice and coughing and like nasal passage clearing situation any longer than I have to. Lastly, I just wanted to talk about, and if Nate were here, he would confirm, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is fire. I seriously, it's honestly, I think the only like Bravo show that I'm getting super pumped about. And I will say, Summer House, Winter House, Below Deck, Vanderpump Rules, Real Housewives of New York, Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills was also really good this year. But Salt Lake City is like on another level. I get so pumped and I want to watch the episode like the moment that it comes out. It's just amazing. Everything that's going on, I just wanted to throw this out there. If you're looking for a show and you like the Real Housewives, reality type of shows, and you haven't watched Salt Lake City yet, I strongly urge you to do it. It is so freaking good. So good. All right, and on that note, we are going to end. My little baby nuggy buggy wuggy came up to me, my little baby boo. We are gonna go on a quick walk. Because I've also noticed that going outside clears my nasal passages much more than staying inside. So we're gonna go on a walk, and I will catch you guys. I'll try to catch you guys next week. But as you can see from my track record, I'm not really great at uploading every week. We'll try. We can always try. And I'll keep you updated if my whole part-time vegan situation is working out. For now, we're on day two, and I'm feeling good. All right. Bye.